Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lemay. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Wilbur Howard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting ninth. The pitcher, J.R. Richard. Pitching for the Houston Astros, J.R. Richard. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball four. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gross. The throw from Grote and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Metzger moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Metzger moves to third. May moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Jones moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Hodges now catching. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne takes first base on ball 4. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard bunts towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second, with Harrelson covering, 4-1, and over to first, with Milan covering, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Metzger reaches second base with a double. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger scores. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milan scores. Staub moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard bunts towards the mound. Koosman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Koosman. Rader scores. Howard moves to third. Richard moves to second. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gross bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Milburn reaches second base with a double. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cranepool. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Cranepool steals second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garrett strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-2 in the game. Koosman hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Gross reaches second base with a double. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzger bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to third. One out. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 0-for-3 in the game. Cittino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gross scores. It's 4-2, Astros. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cittino. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Cittino steals second. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Richard covering, for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Cleon Jones. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Richard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Boswell now playing left field. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Milburn bunts into left field for a base hit. There goes Howard trying to get to home. Boswell throws the ball into Hodges, who tags Howard for the out. Two outs. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milburn. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Milburn steals second. Ray Busey pinch hits for J.R. Richard. Ray Busey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Cosgrove now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Theodore pinch hits for Jim Gosger. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Martinez pinch hits for Jerry Koosman. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Howard chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Metzger. Metzger fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Metzger. Dyer goes all the way around to score. Martinez moves to third. It's 4-3 Astros. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-4 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Forge now pitching. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Milan bunts towards the mound. Forge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Martinez scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's Astros, 4, Mets, 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-1 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Raider settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. Milan moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.